Our reporter Cian McCormack was out and about in London this morning and he got reaction to Keir Starmer's win.
The country's in a hell of a mess and it's going to be an enormous task for the Labour Party to improve things, but they will.
What do they need to improve?
The services, you know.
Like what?
I'm disabled. You need a lot more care for people and the economy, yeah, because we just don't know what's in the future for us.
I voted Conservative, actually.
You traditionally have voted that way?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it depends on the issues, but I don't think Starmer's any better than Sunak, so...
So you voted Conservative this time. Obviously, yeah. People ran away in their droves from the Conservative Party. Why?
I voted them, well, there was nothing better. It was either them or Reform, so...
I woke up this morning and realised that things had changed, but who knows how much they've changed.
What do you mean by that?
Well, that... I'm a lifelong member of the Labour Party. I've voted Labour all my life. I have strong principles about what Labour stands for, and I'm not utterly convinced that those principles are part of what the current Labour Party... There is going to be austerity. We're stuck with it. I don't really see what the answer is, truthfully.
Some gains for Reform.
Yes, they have indeed. The most... important thing to be taken from this election actually isn't that the Conservatives lost, but that the fact that the gains for Reform were pretty high is an indication that we have to be careful.
Careful of
moving to the kind of right wing that we see in France and various other countries.
People in London with our reporter Cian McCormack this morning. Labour's landslide victory, 411 seats, marks a stunning reversal from the last British general election when Labour, led by Jeremy Corbyn, suffered its worst electoral defeat in almost a century, with just 202 seats. But by way of context, 5 years ago, Labour won 10.3 million votes. This time, they only won 9.6 million votes. Our correspondent Fiona Mitchell is at Westminster. Downing Street, Buckingham Palace, lots of moving already today, Fiona. Things move very fast. What happens next?
Yes, absolutely, Gavin. The counting of votes, of course, moves fast here, but also that changeover of power. Keir Starmer has made his address outside Downing Street. Some emotional scenes as Labour Party activists and those close to Mr. Starmer got quite emotional on his arrival into Downing Street, where he gave that address. But now the work starts here, essentially. We would expect this afternoon that he will start naming members of his new cabinet, because there is a lot of work to be done. And I think you got a sense of that there from those people that Cian spoke to earlier. There is a lot of change going on, but it must be said there's not a huge amount of optimism around it. An awful lot of people feeling that they're not entirely convinced that Keir Starmer is going to be able to solve some of the problems that lie ahead. But I think he referenced that on several occasions in that speech outside Downing Street today, talking about wanting to restore trust, talking specifically about standing for stability and moderation. I think that a none too subtle barb at his predecessors in the Conservative Party and the kind of discontent that there has been in the Conservative Party, particularly over the course of the last 7 or 8 years.
His predecessor apologised to pretty much everybody outside Downing Street. He said that the Conservative Party will get a new leader and he'll stay on until somebody is found. What sort of party are they going to lead? What's left?
Well, now it is just a case of waiting to see whether or not the party tries to head towards the centre or tries to head towards the right. And that is really where the contention is going to come from. So you have more centrist candidates like James Cleverly being mentioned as potential leaders. But you also have other individuals who might have a more right-wing view being looked at as a possible future leader. So that, I think, is going to be the great debate for the Conservative Party in the coming weeks. It will be difficult. It will be tough. Remember, this is a party
which is going through an awful lot of turmoil and has been through a lot of turmoil in recent years. I mean, that standing down this morning of Rishi Sunak, given that his leadership has been in question on so many occasions in the 20 months that he has actually led the party, today seemed almost inevitable. As you say, he apologised to almost everybody, but I think when you look at the fact that Liz Truss lost her seat at what would have been considered an incredibly safe Tory seat in the past, but she did not manage to retain it, I think that says that the electorate perhaps not just blaming Rishi Sunak, but perhaps blaming the leaders that came before him also.
Fiona Mitchell at Westminster, thank you.